This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 19th. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of John chapter 4, verse 24. It says there, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. End of quote. Jesus revealed the truth about worship to a person who was looked down by the Jewish people in those days because she was a Samaritan woman. Moreover, apparently due to the fear of ridicule and mocking from people in her village, she came alone to the well during the noontime. Although usually, women used to go to draw water in the afternoon and evening hours, she had a history that was not very much appreciable in the sight of people. She traded husbands 5 times in the past, and now living with a man who is not her husband. Jesus stopped on the way to Samaria just to talk to her. Jesus had a divinely appointed time in God's clock to have a conversation with this Samaritan woman. In his conversation, Jesus told her, if she knew the gift of God and who is asking her for water, then she would have asked him and he would have given her living water. Jesus said, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water he would give will never thirst again. However, the water he shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up to everlasting life. Jesus was saying to her, what she was after would only make her more thirsty and thirsty again. In her case, relationships after relationships were what she was thirsting for. However, Jesus promised she would never thirst after the things which could never truly satisfy her if she drinks the water that springs up to everlasting life. Only Jesus can provide. That water that springs everlasting life is knowing Jesus as the Messiah, the Savior of the whole world, who can forgive and save fully and completely and grant her eternal life in heaven regardless of her background. Beloved, the woman tried to change the topic by saying that the Samaritans worship at Mount Gerizim while the Jews worshiped at Jerusalem. However, Jesus sticked with the point and said, believe me, dear woman, the time is coming when it will no longer matter whether you worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. End of quote. What does worshiping in spirit and truth means? First of all, let me say what worship is not. Worship is not to be confined to any particular place like Mount Gerizim or Jerusalem. In addition, worship is not based on any specific patterns or ceremonial regulations, as some denominations do even these days. I know some people give importance to their temple, churches, or certain outside ceremonies or patterns of worship. However, although these outward things could help in worship, they are not the essential ingredients that pleases God. Jesus said, "You must worship him in spirit and truth." Did you notice Jesus' words? He said, for the Father seeks such to worship him. God seeks worshipers who worship in spirit and truth. What is worship in spirit means? Your worship must come from spirit, the internal core of your soul. You see, your dead spirit was quickened and made alive by God when you repented of your sins and accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Ephesians 2, 4-6. This is the beginning point. Now you worship God in spirit. Now, not by seeing specific outwardly arrangements, but by the acknowledgement of the truth from the bottom of your soul, spirit. Your spirit is now in passion for the Lord God because he made you alive and you found the truth about Jesus Christ that liberated you from bondage. Secondly, worship must be in truth. You should know the truth about God, and then only meaningful worship is possible. Jesus said, I am the truth. Worshipping in truth means you know the truth about Jesus Christ. Moreover, your acceptance of the truth that Jesus is your Savior and Lord. He died in your place for all of your sins. God loves you. He transferred you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His beloved Son when you believed in Jesus. God forgave all your sins by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He granted you eternal life by saving you from eternal hell. These are some of the fundamental truths. However, your knowledge of truth would increase tremendously as you grow in the Bible and Christ. All this body of truths helps you worship in spirit and truth. Father seeks such worshipers who worship in spirit and truth. You see, worship is not just outward ceremonies or specific patterns. Worship is not just going to a building or place. You must worship God in spirit and truth. Regardless of location and structure, though they can help, you must worship Him in spirit and based on the truth of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the truth. You must know Jesus personally, and worship must come from your innermost heart. Worship in spirit only leads to some momentary emotional experiences which eventually fades away. In other words, if you worship only in spirit, that experience of emotionality will fade away. On the contrary, worship based on truth only leads to legalism and monotonous experiences. It can lead to a dry experience in worship. However, worship involves both spirit and truth to make it a pleasing aroma to God. Beloved, I do not know about your background. However, if Jesus can save the Samaritan woman, He can save you regardless of your environment. Jesus loves you and wants to save you so that you would not thirst after what this world offers you. What the world offers you to fill your thirst leads only to an empty and lost soul. While Jesus fills you and gives rest and satisfaction to your soul. Turn to Christ today and begin to worship Him, not just outwardly, but in spirit and truth. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, please fill my soul with your love and make me alive in your spirit. I want to born again into your heavenly family by believing in Christ Jesus. I believe Jesus died and rose again for my sins. Lord, forgive my sins. Wash me and cleanse me today. Make me a clean vessel and a brand new creation today by the power of God. Grant me eternal life today. I trust in Jesus Christ. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.